Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Well, thank you for joining us in this part two of our topic series on the fall of Ravi Zacharias. Now, the word sordid, which is defined as morally ignoble or dirty, is a tragic but appropriate way to describe the story of Ravi Zacharias, one of the world's most well-known evangelical leaders and influencers. Zacharias founded and presided over a large ministry bearing his own name with upwards of $25 million in annual revenue that was devoted to apologetics or defending the Christian faith. He authored over 30 books and was the keynote speaker at major events all over the world, including many non-Christian venues as well, in higher education and in government. Now, when Zacharias died last year of cancer at the age of 70, people mourned all over the world. But in the subsequent months, when allegations of widespread sexual impropriety and even criminality surfaced, which were confirmed by an independent investigation by the ministry itself, mourning turned to shock and disgust. Now, last week in part one, we discussed Ravi Zacharias' extensive background leading up to the allegations. I think it's important to understand about who he is and how he came to be the person that was so well known in Christian apologetics. This week in part two, we're going to discuss how could this happen to such a prominent Christian teacher. Now, if you missed the program last week, here's just a very quick review. We first answered the question, should we even be discussing this? And the answer is yes, I believe. The Bible details sin, even great sin, of many of its characters. There is the example of Lot, the nephew of Abraham, getting drunk and impregnating his daughters. And a couple of sharp listeners pointed out the fact that I mentioned that was Noah who did that. Noah did get drunk, and it was his sons who saw his nakedness, but it was Lot who got drunk and impregnated his own daughter. So I want to make sure I made that correction. The example of David, King David, a man after God's own heart, committing adultery and murder of Bathsheba's husband, Peter's betrayal of Christ. So you look at Scripture, and Scripture doesn't hide the great sins of some of its great leaders. And you wonder why. Well, because I think they're supposed to be examples for us. When we hear about them, they hear about their stories, we should fear that if some of the great characters of Scripture fell, well, there's that possibility within us as well. So Christians often look the other way on these kinds of things. I don't think that's a good way to handle these kinds of things. I think we need, number one, need to discuss these things with humility. 1 Corinthians 10 says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. So we need to know as we discuss this that don't sit here in judgment and, oh, I would never do something like that, or I'm beyond that. No, let him who thinks he stands take heed that he does not fall. We also need to discuss this to increase our own fear of God. That fear is something that is commanded, actually, so much in Scripture. Just one passage here, I mentioned several last week, Proverbs 16:6, by the fear of the Lord, one keeps away from evil. In other words, if you have a great reverence and awe and a literal fear of offending God and the resulting consequence, that will help keep you away from sin. I think another thing why it's helpful to discuss is that we need to know how to overcome these kinds of temptation. It says in 1 Corinthians 10 that there's no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. This isn't out there. Ravi Zacharias isn't the only one that some unusual or unique temptation to him. No, this is common to man. And then the hope comes, the promise comes, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233. Or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.